launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you, you can bring us anything you want, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
In the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we told an interesting story, really unique story, of a guy who was raised a very, let's say, bigoted Christian, who's taught that homosexuality was a sin, and the things that he and others did to people who were gay was not loving. You know, they were not loving the so-called sinner, supposedly. And he ended up having a turning point in his life where he decided that he wanted to experience what it was like to be gay, meaning to come out of the closet as a gay man, even though he's not. He was actually straight the whole time that he was acting as though he was gay. He just wanted to know what it was like to be in those shoes, to be ostracized, to be shunned, to be insulted, to have friends who he thought were friends completely ignore him. He says 95% of the people that he thought were his friends stopped talking to him. His own mother was, you know, I don't think she completely disowned him, but she was less than happy.
Well, she said that she would have rather been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Yes, she wrote this in her journal, which he snooped in to find out what she was thinking. So,
to some extent, this seems kind of, you know, callous towards other people's emotions to suggest just to do this. But, you know,
they deserve it.
I don't think they deserve anything. And I don't think you're ever going to see changes in people if you act like you're, you know, you're better than they are. And this is what you're doing in this circumstance. I think that, you know,
you deserve
a little bit of your own medicine in this way.
Who is acting like that?
You're saying they deserve it. Well, nobody deserves anything, man.
Well, I don't feel sorry. How about this? I don't feel sorry for somebody who's a hate monger getting lied to about something like this.
I think that all throughout human history, we've been learning ways to live with different people, that people are different. And it's happening much more. Communication is, communication's leapt forward with cell phones and the internet and these kind of things in the last few decades. People are catching up. And that's just the way things are. And if you keep on pointing fingers and calling people bigots, you're not going to get anywhere. The person standing there pointing fingers and calling people bigots doesn't convince anyone of anything.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there, Mark, but if somebody is an unapologetic bigot, then I don't feel sorry for them if they've been lied to by their son who came out and is acting gay for the purposes of experimenting and finding out what people's reactions are to that.
I think that's what you have to call is an experiment.
Yeah, color me unconcerned about their feelings in the matter. So 855-450-FREE, by the way, is a toll-free number here tonight. We had a caller to this show for a number of years. We haven't heard from him in quite a while. His name, we dubbed him Scott the Bigot. And that's because he was an unapologetic bigot. He hates people who are not just like him. If you are not a white Christian, whatever denomination of Christian he was, male, he hated you.
Yeah, he really didn't like women much either.
Right. And he would get on the air and talk about his bigoted nonsense here, and we would talk to him every single time he would call into the show.
And that's frustrating, isn't it?
What was talking to him?
Yeah, hearing people that have different ideas that just don't make sense in your head.
Well, I mean, it totally made sense from where Scott was coming from. He had learned certain things when he was growing up. He kept those nonsensical lessons about other people's race and gender in his mind the whole time because he never actually left the house. I mean, very rarely would this guy leave his mom's house, where he was still living apparently at age however old he was. He was definitely an adult.
I don't know if he moved back in or anything like that. We don't have any.
Well, he made it pretty clear.
Sandra certainly picked up the phone.
We had enough time to talk to him over the years, Mark, to discover that this guy did not leave. He did not go out and mix with anyone else. And that's what I was suggesting to him. Hey, look, Scott, maybe you wouldn't think the way you think about other people if you knew some of them. Maybe you wouldn't be afraid of gay people or black people or Jewish people or women if you would actually go out into the world and experience these people and find out the thing you can't ignore when you meet enough people is that they're all humans and everybody's the same fundamentally.
Similar.
And that's what this guy discovered. That's why this story is so neat, because this guy did, as you were pointing out last hour, he did what most people aren't willing to do, is to put himself into a situation that he didn't think he would ever have wanted to be in order so he could put himself in their shoes and experience life from their perspective, at least as much as he possibly could. Because, again, he wasn't actually gay, but he came out as gay for the purposes of finding out what life would be like. And I think if more people did that, it would have that kind of profound effect. But because they've been lied to so thoroughly,
I don't
by
think
people,
that most people can have the time for this kind of charade. But I think that the story itself and the book are probably good things for people to understand. I mean, this guy came from the standpoint of a conservative Christian type, and he went on a a soul searching journey. And I think that that in and of itself is worthy of looking into.
It reminds me of the movie American History X. You familiar with that one?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a great prison movie.
Yeah.
And in that movie, the title character, or the main character, Edward Norton, encounters, he goes to prison. He's a racist. He's been, I think it's Edward Norton. He goes into prison for some terrible race killing or beating or something like that. And he ends up being on laundry duty with a black guy. And ends up, he's forced to be in this kind of situation with somebody that he's been taught to hate, and ends up becoming fast friends with a guy because he actually had the experience of being with that person, with that other person that he'd been so taught to be afraid of over his lifetime. And it didn't take long for that to melt away. It didn't take long for his opinion to change. But it takes that experience. And that's the question I was asking about before is, what was your experience with something like this, with some kind of a significant change in attitude towards other people? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can comment on that or, generally comment about the story. Is it wrong for him to have lied?
Or comment on anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you could also, comment on the aspect of, was it wrong for him to have done this? Should he not have engaged in this charade where his family members were upset with him? Friends were upset with him. Was there something wrong about that? I say no. I think it was a fascinating experiment and worth it. But you can also bring up whatever you want. Benjamin's on the line listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I hate to derail your interesting conversation about what I find to be a very interesting story, but I'd like to share something I found that's very effective in breaking the ice with people and sharing the ideas of liberty.
Okay, sure.
One of your advertisers, Stateless Sweets, some of the best candy I've ever had.
It's statelesssweets.com.
Yeah. I found that if I take some of that candy and I just go to people who I'd like to have conversations with, it's kind of weird, just all of a sudden bringing up politics or something with family members or friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that if you go up to people and go, hey, would you like some candy? And of course, they say, sure. And then you go, well, I should warn you, this is illegal candy. Are you sure? And then...
And they'll say, what?
What is illegal candy?
Yeah, they're like, is it laced with something? Like, what's going on? And I go, and then I explain to them, no, it's, not licensed. The company works outside of the bounds of the law. I wouldn't call it black market because it's not underground. They're very open about it.
Yeah, more like gray market, I guess.
Yeah, and so then I give them, and they go, well, okay, sure. And then they have the candy, and they're like, oh, well, this is so delicious. And I go, yes, and do you feel at any point your life was in danger not having had candy that was, sanctioned by the government?
What I find interesting about this sort of situation you're talking about here is every restaurant out there is always talking about the home cooked meal. I mean, that's what people want when they go to a restaurant, or at least what their restaurants are advertising in a lot of cases is the home cooked meal. At least up to the family level restaurants, maybe the high end ones are going beyond that. But the home cooked meal is a completely unlicensed thing.
is dangerous.
I mean, I don't know that it's necessarily that dangerous. I mean, I've had lots of home-cooked meals. And
you are
don't
far
think I've
more likely to get food poisoning from a home-cooked meal than one coming from a restaurant.
That may be true. I don't know. I'd have to see.
Stand by, Benjamin. You hadn't quite finished your story, so we'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind, ending bigotry or whatever. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Good day, Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,704. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,746.24, $873.12 for a half ounce, and $436.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,746.24, $873.12, and $436.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. And the toll-free number here for the live Saturday edition is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website. at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. They include our mobile site. You get quick access to our live streams and the podcast. All of it is free at m.freetalklive.com. Plus, the software you'll need to tune into those live streams if you don't already have such a thing on your phone. Go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go. It's hunting season right now, many places in the United States. And what you want to get when you're an outdoor enthusiast is you want to get the name brands, because that way they're trusted. And you want to get them at the best prices, because, well, everybody wants the best prices on everything. Manventureoutpost.com is the place to go do that. Everything I've ever gone and seen there was lower price than anything I've seen anyplace else. But that's just anecdotal. A few of my friends have done the same. Anecdotal. But they claim that they have some of the lowest prices on the internet, and it's worth going and checking there for whatever outdoors items you need before you buy anyplace else. Because I think you'll find, as I found, that they have the lowest prices, not just as on the aggregate, but on just about everything I've ever, I mean, everything I've ever seen, probably just about everything you're ever going to see. I hate to make sort of finite, statements, but ManVentureOutpost.com shows over and over again they have the lowest prices on whether it's, ammunition or knives or scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever the outdoor enthusiast needs. And you can get an additional 5% discount on every purchase with the coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, at ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's go back to Benjamin. He's listening in Northern California. Benjamin, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us about an approach that you've been using with friends, family members, maybe coworkers, about how to introduce them to the ideas of liberty. You share with them some candy made by StatelessSweets.com, which is made without any sort of governmental permission slips in any kind of governmentally inspected kitchen or anything like that. It's just a lady in her kitchen making delicious candy for folks and selling it. And you tell them it's illegal candy, and they say, what? Go ahead with your story.
Well, yeah, they're just, at first they're confused. Like, well, how is candy illegal? What are you talking about? And then I explain to them how it's, done without permission from the government. And that leads into a discussion about government granting permission for people to do things like this or anything. And it's hard for them to be angry while they're chewing on Stateless Sweets caramel.
One does have to wonder, what was that first situation where the government was able to say, now you may do business? Because doing business is really a fundamental human right. We're all negotiating all the time for the things that we want and the things that we need in this life. And, it's interesting how the government gets involved and says, we're the arbiter. We're the ones that are always fair, when everybody knows they're not fair at all.
Oh, well, right. And, it's hard to part with some of my Stateless Sweets when I get them. But I get such a positive reaction from people. No one leaves the conversation butthurt or angry, because it's very cordial and friendly, because you're offering them a gift, essentially, to begin with. Right? And it just naturally leads into the conversation. I'm not forcing it on. I'll hand you this candy, but we have to have a conversation.
Right. That's an interesting approach, and I appreciate your call tonight, Benjamin. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. Benjamin was telling us about, an approach that he uses to open people's minds to listening to the ideas of freedom. And there are a variety of different ways to go about it.
Americans have slipped a long way from the ideas of freedom.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Jerome. We've also been talking about bigotry throughout most of the show tonight. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, welcome, sir.
I'm a newbie, so to speak. I'm a first-time caller. So
oh, nice, good, sir. What's on your mind?
One of you guys had a great point. You were talking about the caller, that there was a bigot. You talked to him over the years, and you realized that he was a hermit, basically. He sat in the house all the time, and he didn't broaden his perceptions of what is actually out there. So that, I guess that frozen image in the city was what he walked around with. That was his map of the world.
Right. And he was frightened to death of interacting with anyone who was different from him because he'd been told things about them, about how terrible they are. And so, you know, even if we would suggest that he go out and meet some people, he never would do it because it would it'd be too threatening to his worldview.
Right. Confusing the map and the territory. And I had to comment on, I had some experiences like that. Well, like the last caller, he made a good point, too, about how he introduces his conversation. I was at we have a 9/11 memorial in Maryland, and, you know, occasionally I will walk by it, and I see the steel girders, supposedly from one of the buildings, just bent all up and everything. So I will walk by the memorial, and I know it's an extremely sensitive topic, so I try to feel out the person. Oh, phone's dying. I try to feel out the person, and I would say something like, I would say something slightly controversial, like, that's amazing. 200,000 pounds of 200,000 tons of concrete and just pulverized. And one time I had a paper with me. It was about the science behind, building demolitions. And I gave it to a lady and her husband. And automatically the guy, he said, don't come here with that BS. And I thought he was about to slap me almost. And it just kind of took me back for a second. Like, wow, did I frighten him or something?
I would say that you did. I mean, this is not an issue that I am concerned with at all. This 9/11 truth is what you're getting at, right? The idea that, you know, you believe you know what the truth is behind 9/11 and you're there to try to, you know, share that with folks. And it's hard for me to really relate to it because I just don't feel like it matters at all today what the true story was behind 9/11. It's been a decade, man. Yeah, you still going out and doing that?
No. Sorry about that. No, my point was, it was like he was frightened. His perception was, he only knows one set of beliefs, and it's like just the mere introduction of what I had to show him. It was like,
Yeah, you know, probably the wrong time.
He's emotionally attached, certainly. I mean, if he's at the memorial, chances are good he's in some way emotionally attached to the incident. And, you know, I mean, his story is, he believes his story, whatever that's the mainstream media story is or whatever. And I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know what happened on 9/11. I'm reasonably certain that guy doesn't know, and I'm reasonably certain you don't know either. And so, you know, when it comes down to these things, people get emotionally attached to their ideas, and they can't listen to someone else. It's not unusual for people who don't get what someone else is saying to react in a sort of angry way. Anger is spurned by fear, and you know, the possibility that you're right and he's wrong is a problem for him.
Jerome, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up in moments. 1-855-450-3733.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition. You take control here at 855-450-FREE. That toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company and handling accounts receivable has become an arduous and vexing task for you, the professionals over at SACL CAI can handle that for you. They've been sponsors of Free Talk Live for a very long time. The principals over there, Jason Osborne and his father, Mike, are big supporters of Liberty and big supporters of Free Talk Live. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. I've been to their operations, and I'm confident they'll handle your business as efficiently as possible. SACL CAI.
So we're going to continue here with your calls. We got a strange call from in that last segment from someone who is a 9/11 truther, and I didn't think it was that strange. I didn't see it coming. Like first he kind of started talking a little bit about bigotry right out the gate, and then changed into explaining one of the encounters he had while at a 9/11 memorial, where he was attempting to convert people to the whole so-called 9/11 truth message. That seems to me to be as effective an approach as bringing a drag show into a church to try to, you know, convert those people to not be bigots against homosexuality. Look, if you're going to go to some kind of a event like a 9/11 memorial with the idea that you're going to convert people, you're wasting your time. All you're going to do is just upset people. And if that's your intention, then go with the intention to upset people and shock them or whatever, if that's what you want to do. But don't be of the belief that anything you do at an event like that is going to be seen as persuasive.
I think that in doing 10
know your audience.
In doing 10 years of talk radio, where we definitely have an agenda here on Free Talk Live, and that agenda is to bring people to the ideas of human freedom, rights theory, things like that.
Hopefully, and entertain them.
Absolutely. What I've found is if you want to convince people of things, that you absolutely can't convince people of things. What you need to do is they need to come in their own ways. Because all you can do is present them with ideas.
You have to pull, not push, sort of.
Absolutely. It's just you need to be there presenting ideas and not trying to teach lessons. When you're up there showing and teaching and doing all these things, that generally fails. In this instance, I don't know how it went, and I don't know how that person reacted in that particular instance, but it does seem like you're going to be dealing with some people on an emotional knife's edge when you're at a 9/11 memorial.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. David, listening in Maine, Portland area, to WGAN. Hey, David.
Hi there. Wonderful show.
Thanks.
I look forward to reading that book. It's fascinating.
You're talking about the book by the straight Christian who became gay, came out of the closet as gay, even though he wasn't actually, just so he could see what it was like in that role.
Cross in the Closet.
The book will be called Cross in the Closet. Yeah.
Yeah, very, just fascinating. My story is different. I came out back in the 70s, lived a gay lifestyle. I lived in New York City, AIDS activist, and always encountered the Christian, with die, fag, die, AIDS is God's revenge. And so years later, to find myself a Christ follower is how did this happen? So it's interesting because since I became a Christ follower,
and you are still gay, yes?
Exactly. I still struggle with the same-sex attraction. I try to live an obedient life to Jesus. And I do believe that homosexuality is a sinful lifestyle. But, it's different. I don't know about this fellow's church, but my church was just there. I mean, with open arms. In fact, my pastor told me that he considered going underground the exact same story so he could reach the gay community, so he could tell them about Christ.
Tell me more about, are you like a self-hating gay or something like that? Like you think that homosexuality is a sinful lifestyle. What about being gay is sinful? Or are you just saying, tell me more about that.
Well, I believe that the Bible is God's holy word. And again, homosexuality is a sin just like any other sin. I mean, gossiping is a sin. There's no sin that's greater or lesser. So I guess my struggle would be the same as any single Christ follower. Gay or straight, I don't really look at it as a sacrifice, because
you don't look at what as a sacrifice?
As giving up the gay lifestyle.
I'm not exactly sure what a gay lifestyle even is.
That's what I'm confused about. There are a lot of different people who are gay, and not all of them are wearing the most flamboyant drag costume. Many of them dress very conservatively, for instance. So, are you like an asexual now? Do you not have relationships with men? I mean, what?
I had a lover. Partner of many years, praise God, he came to Christ, and so now we're brothers in Christ.
It's amazing.
The thing that people,
It's amazing.
You don't get to cuddle anymore? I mean,
Ian,
this is terrible.
This is this man's decision, and he's made it through, all through his life. My question is here, is you said that the Bible is the Word of God. And I've heard, I'm certainly no expert in this area, that the New Testament doesn't address homosexuality at all in the original Greek. Have you looked into this?
Yeah, certainly I have. And again, I've only been in this walk for 5 years. The Gospels, really, the only reference to it would be when Jesus is talking about marriage. And when Paul, later in the epistles, you know, is referring to homosexuality.
Does he actually refer to homosexuality in the epistles?
Sins, but with a whole list of other sins. You know, I think, you know, I tell you, I came to it when I went to my church. I said to my pastor, I'm a homosexual. I don't know if I'd be welcomed in your church, because I went to some other churches and I wasn't welcomed. And this pastor said to me, everyone is welcomed in my church. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. It runs the gamut. But you know what? We're there for the love of Jesus Christ. And you know, I'm not saying that I was saved from anything. I don't know. But, you know, another thing, don't be too harsh on that fellow's mom, because, you know, what I've learned is that she believed that her son was going to go to hell. And so what mother wouldn't say, you know, I'd rather have cancer than see my son face that for all eternity? That's her belief. I mean,
so,
I don't think there was anything hateful in it.
So do you think that somebody who lives the gay lifestyle cannot be a Christian?
I believe that they're not being obedient. But you know what? I don't judge anyone's salvation. You know, that's up to Jesus.
Would you consider yourself like an ascetic? Are you somebody that that shuns the idea of you know, contact with other human beings? Because one, you know, you are gay, you're still attracted to men, but you know, you won't be with them. So that basically puts you as a loner for the rest of your life, right?
Well, I guess a loner, you know, if you're looking at the sexual act, yes.
I'm not just talking about sexuality. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, the sensuality, the touch of another human being, in this case, another man. I mean, you're cutting yourself off from that, right?
Well, you know, in the Bible, I mean, says nothing about that we should not be affectionate with one another. I mean, there was certainly same sex.
Can you kiss another man, then?
Apostles, David and Jonathan, Ruth and Naomi, they loved each other.
When does it become a sin? Is it a sin to think about loving another man? Is it a sin to kiss another man? Is it a sin to hold another man? Are those sins?
You know, if I did that, I would consider that
you don't have an answer. It's all right. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Or does the sin start only when there's penetration, sexual penetration involved? When is the sin happening by their definition? It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want, though. The overarching topic tonight has been bigotry. And one man's story about how he changed himself significantly, put himself in the shoes, literally, of a gay man, a straight Christian.
He pretended to come out.
Right, he pretended to come out.
Over the course of a year.
Documented it, and has now written a book, apparently entitled Cross in the Closet. And it's an amazing story. Of course, it led me to ask questions about, you know, what your life was like. You know, did you have significant change where you went from believing one falsehood about other groups of people to having that corrected somehow? What was your story? And it's ended up going all over the place with a guy calling him a few moments ago who said he is gay, became Christian, and swore off any kind of contact with other men because he's still gay. But he's now like an ascetic who doesn't have any sexuality or sensuality or anything like that.
Well, he has it. He just doesn't express it.
Well, that's just it. And that's where we left that last segment with my question of, where does this sin actually happen? Is it when he thinks about being with another man? Is that the sin? Or is it the actual act of penetration? Is that the sin, or is the sin when you start snuggling or something like that? Like, when does the
Christian's going to tell you the sin occurs in your mind? Jesus was very clear where sin occurs, that lust occurs in your mind, that if you look upon a woman or whatever the terminology is that he used, and you know, that's what Christians believe.
I think it's crazy because to the idea of loving another human being, that could be sinful.
Well, I think
it's ridiculous.
I think that to me, what he was trying to say in that circumstance is that there's no way for anybody to be sinless here. Let's just all realize that we're sinful creatures and go about the business of loving God and loving each other. That those are the two commandments.
Except he doesn't do that. He doesn't love other men when he would probably like to.
I think that Christianity is far from what it was. I mean, it's far from what it was 2,000 years ago.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with you and your thoughts, though, and go to Philip, listening in Medford, K-Med. Hey, Philip, in Oregon. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys, I was just talking to you, or I wanted to talk to you quickly about the misuse of the word bigotry. I'm not sure if you guys have computers in front of you or not, but to define it would be somebody who essentially has come up with an idea that they are against, for instance, homosexuality, without being educated at all in the ways of homosexuality, or more so in your case, Christianity, and making gross judgments about Christianity without apparently having knowledge of it.
I can tell you, Philip, I have plenty of knowledge about being a Christian, as I was one for a number of years in my life. Mark, what about you?
I've read the Bible through 3 times, the New Testament through 7 times.
I would like to ask you this.
I was a Sunday school teacher.
I went to Christian camp.
I went to Christian school.
Well, I can tell from Mark that he definitely has a good understanding of it, but Ian seemed to be focusing on the fact that when does a sin occur, and that seemed to be the major driving portion of what he was saying.
Well, I think he was asking that guy, like, what does that guy think that where the sin occurs?
Gotcha. Well, my thought on this is not so much, it's like asking at what point do you die?
Okay. What point do you die?
If you are going to die, at what point do you actually die?
Hey, I think it's
the
over
definition is when the you don't have any fresh blood reaching your brain, I believe.
Okay, so the end, well, even with that, no fresh blood reaching your brain, you can still pump a person with the anaphylactic, or not anaphylactic shock, the IED, whatever the thing is that you shock people with.
And keep on shocking that heart. Yeah.
It starts going. Well,
clear! Those things.
Yeah.
Able to
clear!
Back to life. Right?
Yep.
So we can't necessarily give a literal definition of when death occurs, other than we know that when the blood stops circulating, and when you are no longer breathing or present in your body, that you're dead. So, with that being said, the knowledge that you're dead at that point means nothing because you're already dead. So if you're saying, at what point does sin occur, does it matter because you've already sinned? No matter what, you being a person, sin. You're not perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I can...
The fact that somebody at some point even penetrated the butthole, go ahead, and why would that mean anything? So far as they're now worse than they ever have been?
Philip, I have a question here, and this is something that's always stumped me. God is a being, this being that is portrayed as being omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He is, you know, everywhere, knows everything, has done everything, you know, feels everything. And if it is sinful to think about, a gay threesome with a donkey, how can God be omniscient but not have sinned by thinking about it?
By thinking about the very act occurring.
Well, God's all-knowing, so he must know what it's like to lust after a gay threesome with a donkey, right?
That seems like a large stretch to be making with an all-powerful, all-knowing God. He would assumedly...
Well, you're either
all-knowing
or you're not, right?
Exactly. So he would know that that is evil. And that is,
but he would know, right? To know is to...
Know the feeling of it?
Well, no, he'd have to know the lust.
Say that again?
He'd have to know the lust, right?
What the lust does to
lust
person.
Is a thought, right?
Well, does he? Because I want to
I'm asking you!
I would say no, because God, being the all-knowing being that he is, knows perfection to the most umpteenth degree. Satan being the all-terrible person that
or
he is.
Or maybe God is omniscient.
The world. Say that again, go ahead.
Maybe God is omniscient, and he doesn't think that there's any problem with a gay threesome with a donkey.
Hmm.
Well, I think that would be, again, a far stretch when he says that when the man
he doesn't
lies
say
with
anything.
Another man,
you haven't had God talk to you. I swear to God, God has never talked to you.
Why don't you ask him? How do you know that? Have you actually talked to God?
Have I ever talked to God? No.
Yeah. Well, then how do you know what God wants?
No, wait. I have talked to God. I've prayed before.
Okay, but has he talked back to you?
Say that again?
Has he talked back to you?
He has led me in many, many ways. I have felt the physical presence of God in my life.
How do you know what God wants?
Because it falls in line with the Bible and it's...
Oh, something written by men,
so
right?
Some kind of confirmation bias.
No, it is written by man, divinely inspired. And if you want to tick me up on that, I would simply say a couple things. First off, what book in the world has ever been perfect and not run as imperfectly congruent? And
I don't know what that means.
Throughout the Bible.
So you're saying the Bible is not perfect or is perfect?
I'm saying it is perfect. That is divinely inspired, but written by man.
Well, I think that the fact that God talks about being, you know, loving David and David loving God, and this guy is a absolute killer, debaucherer, and evil individual
what does that
shows
go to show us that our sin is what kills us to death, but it is Christ who raises us from the death that we.
It doesn't show me that. What it shows me is it shows me that your poetry can be preserved over the course of 3,000 years.
It's not even close. It's not even comparable to poetry.
No, it's much worse than poetry.
It's almost a poetry
reaction by people. It never does.
Okay, well, it's all I see is
thousands of people turning to Christ every day. That would be a ridiculous thing to say that it's a poem.
No, the Psalms are a poem, and the point I'm trying to make is that David is preserved, unlike any other killer that managed to rise to power, is preserved simply because of his poetry and, you know, the flukes of history.
Here's what I'd like to know, Philip. That it's perfect because it's the Word of God, inspired, written by men, but inspired directly by God, like basically that he was, you know, controlling these men when they wrote it, right? Okay, so how is that any different than what the Muslims say about the Quran?
Well, because the Quran does have inconsistencies, it does not follow the Bible, and it does not follow the
Are you going
history.
To say the Bible has no inconsistencies?
I believe the Bible has no inconsistencies, that there are perceived inconsistencies.
And you've read the Bible.
People who have not delved into it.
You've read the Bible?
I have, sir.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I think that's pretty ridiculous because there's plenty of inconsistency and contradiction in the Bible.
Well, I think that the inconsistencies are as you see them, and that's the difficulty there. I mean, you know, you can look through.
Well, right,
all you have
you
to do is search
this.
Inconsistencies in the Bible on the internet, and you'll come up with hundreds of them.
Yeah.
But it's what you
believe.
I mean,
how about the differences between the gods? The two gods, like you got the Old Testament God and the New Testament God. I mean, they're completely different in a lot of ways. What about those inconsistencies? Talk about the most glaring inconsistencies. You know, you've got this Old Testament God of punishment and fire and brimstone, and then the New Testament, you know, Jesus, forgiveness, love thy enemy, and, you know, all that.
Well, I think that also when you compare Osiris to Jesus and look at all the consistencies between the two, two characters, and you manage to, you know, take a look at that from an objective standpoint, and you'll see that, well, there's a lot of comparisons between Osiris and Jesus, and that this Jesus story had to be sort of manipulated in order to, you know, make it believable. And, you know, there's this thing about Jesus running off to, to Egypt early on in his childhood, and it's really not mentioned elsewhere, that kind of thing. And when you look at Osiris and you do the comparisons.
It's an Egyptian god, right?
Yeah.
Osiris.
He's a sun god, and, you know, born on December the 25th, and, you know, to a virgin, and there's all kinds of comparisons there. If you go on the internet, I mean, to me, it was the research that proved to me that that story wasn't true.
There's more coming up. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts here. We got hour number 3 on the way. The number's 855-450-FREE. If you're on the line, we will get to you. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone-soaked sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.